Well, after the Toyota fix, now you hit the accelerator, you get the brakes. You hit the brakes, you get the accelerator. I think they just reversed the pedals. Okay, back to the cows, I guess. Where are those? All right, so anyway, in the news, same-sex marriage comes to Washington, D.C., opening new avenues of across-the-aisle accommodation. Somebody like a Reed Boner match. Sounds like a natural, doesn't it? Across the aisle. Lisa Murkowski and Barbara Mikulski. They could keep the monograms. It would be perfect. I was just thinking. Anyway, President Obama continues to ply Republicans with gifts. The latest is he's giving them diplomatic plates now for Republican cars. He's trying to win their support, obviously. He's extended their franking privileges to UPS. Now they get to, if you're Republican, free UPS.
Right.
I miss my cows. I don't know. Now, Pat Calhoun doesn't miss the cows at all, but I miss them. A little forelock they have there, you know, a little curl. They like it when you play with it, too, a little bit. Not too much. The old plop in the bucket. Yeah. You were all automated, though, in Dodgeville, right?
Oh, fairly, yeah.
Fairly? What does that mean? Oh, a lot of shoveling, too, yeah. They can't automate a shovel too easily, I don't think. Yeah. Okay, where was I? Gifts. Oh, yeah, UPS. That wasn't much. Anyway, we'll cross that out. Well, at least five Supreme Court justices not only support the right to bear arms, they're actually bearing them, ladies and gentlemen. Sub roba. We don't know who's packing on the Supreme Court.
Nope.
You know, I don't even want to find out, to tell you the truth. Afghanistan's Karzai agrees to cooperate with the Taliban by yanking himself by the collar and holding a gun to his head. Blazing Karzai, that's right. Germany sees no irony in barring Iran from the Human Rights Council. Nothing worse than a reformed drunk, I say. Hillary can't get anybody in South America to support Iran's sanctions, but the Tea Party's on board. That's an important thing. New York governor charged with being New York governor. There are calls for him to step down from the cast of Saturday Night Live immediately, which is too bad because he's the last good character on that show. That is him, isn't it? Is it actually him? I don't know if that's... SNL?
Yeah.
Explosions in Baghdad as bombing gets underway in Iraq's paramilitary elections. Did you want to hear it again? Or, and then decide? Or I'm getting a walking pneumonia sitting here. I got the sitting pneumonia. President Obama to reduce nuclear weapons to the point mutually assured destruction is neither assured nor mutual. And it's madness, I say. The president's personal health is better than his legislative health. The doctor said he needs to watch the fat back and quit smoking in the map room because those things are flammable,
yep.
Those maps. Bill Clinton reportedly called Tiger Woods after the revelations and told him he was dropping his shoulder. Thank you, sir. Tiger's caddy says he just hands him the wood. He doesn't tell him how to use it. Yes, sir. The Survivor producer is shopping Sarah Palin around for a reality show, The Real Housewives of the Kenai Peninsula. Or better yet, The Real Housewives of Clam Gulch, which is...
Yep.
On the peninsula, as you know. Cook Inlet Cougars? Possibly. Starbucks says it's okay to stir your latte with your pistol. Who's the laugher? Who's the laugher? Is that Pat? Is it Pat? Pat, I love you, man. You're going to come all the time now, Pat, because you got nothing to do out there. Let's face it, the cows are gone. Okay, thank you. Here in Wisconsin, ex-Governor Tommy Thompson becomes the first Gentile to declare for Wisconsin senator. He may need a little alteration if he's going to qualify for the post. Senator Jim Bunning says of the unemployed, let them eat fastballs. Jerry Brown to run for Linda Ronstadt again. Desperado.
Yeah.
Yes. Chelsea Clinton is going to have a Jewish wedding. That's where the husband breaks a glass and the wife cries all night. From my experience, I don't know if it's true. And kids landing planes at New York's JFK using Nintendo Wiis, ladies and gentlemen. That's all
and
the news. That is.
Thank you so much. Contact the Parker and
Yoder.